Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Sunday, the 27th of January. Let's just run through the bets first, and then, as usual, I'll do a bit of a description afterwards. There's no horse, so nothing to trade horse-wise today. Mention-wise, I've only got one in the football. Well, one game, couple of mentions, but the main mention is Juventus away to Lazio at 1.91, cracking odds. It's not a bet I'm having, but if you fancy Ronaldo, any goal scorer. Just over even money, the form he's in, then that might be worth a little tickle. But my interest is Juventus away at 1.91. That's where I will be having a bet. As I say, for those of you who like the goal scorer bets, then I can't steer you away from Ronaldo. In the FA Cup, Tottenham have shortened right up against Crystal Palace. They were both sort of 2.8 and 2.7 yesterday. I think Palace are now out to 3.2 and Tottenham are into about 2.5. I think that price is short enough on Tottenham now. And I think that might be a trade later back there. So I'll be keeping an eye on that later when I see the team news. But again, it's a mention that you could lay Tottenham at the 2.5. Typically, they don't score early against these teams. It normally takes a while to break them down. So I'd imagine you'd be able to get your money out at some time and hopefully take a bit of profit. Oh, excuse me. So that is one to take a look and see the team news, perhaps. And there's another mention there in the Tottenham trade. And I've got one other mention, which would be the Granada v Extremadura match in Segunda. I fancy this for a second half goal. If the second half correct score is under 5.0, so if it's 1-0 at half time to Granada and the half time correct score price is under 5.0, that may well be worth a trade. What I would tend to do is let the second half start, and I would rip my stake in sort of later on, if there's been no goal, so again that risk isn't the full 4 points. But that's just so that's the sort of mentions. For the trade, I'm going back to that Lazio Juventus game. Juventus have been on cracking form, 18 wins out of 20, and my trade is in the over 2.5 market. Again, I will let that game start. I will then back over 2.5 goals. And when a goal goes in, I will remove my liability. When I'm backing it, I'll back it in three stages. So I would start at sort of 2-3 minutes into the game, another one round about 10-12 minutes into the game, and another one round about 18-20 minutes into the game. So I'm all matched up round about the 20th minute for a point stake. As I say, when a goal goes in, then my priority is to remove liability. And depending on the prices and how quick the goals go in, you can green it up if you wish to. So that's the trade. So hopefully you got everything down there. I will wish you the best. I'll just go into a bit more detail now for those that want it. So as I say, Lazio only 2 wins in the last 9. Juventus have won 18 of their last 20, which is, I mean, they're just an unformidable force in Italian football. And when you look at Lazio's performance against big teams, you know, teams in the top six, it is quite poor. I think they've lost 10 of the last 13 against top six sides. I think they've lost 5 out of 6 this season, and something like 5 out of 7 of those at home. And with the form that Ronaldo's in, the form that Juventus are in, I think Juventus are a cracking price. I had them near a 1.5, 1.55, and they're up at 1.91. So I think they're cracking value today. So that's my sort of main bet of the day on the match odds, is Juventus at 1.91. If I turn to the Tottenham game, just as a thing, Tottenham haven't got a team. You know, they had a tough game against Chelsea on Thursday night. They played well in the second half, you know, and it was hard work. Son's gone out the Asian Cup, but he's not going to be back in the side for today. Ali's missing, Kane's missing. You know, they picked up a few knocks the other night. Sissoko got another knock, Aurier got a knock, Rose got a knock, was limping when he went off. You know, it is going to be a makeshift side for Tottenham. Pochettino makes no bones about it that his priority is the Premier League and this top four, and they are playing again on Wednesday night. So 2.5 for Tottenham away to Palace is far too short now. And as I say, it's that trade to back if you want to get in and lay Tottenham. You know, even if they go on and win 3-0, it's a good value lay. You're laying a 1.5 point loss. But I'm almost certain that there'll be moments in that game that you can get your money out. If Palace take the lead, you're in clover. But even, you know, if it's 0-0 after 20-25 minutes, you'll be able to get some money out of that. And Palace are certainly capable of scoring against Tottenham. So I think there's a good value trade later back there on Tottenham in the FA Cup. Granada, Extremadura and all my figures, second half figures, look fantastic. So as I say, the price I'm looking for is under 5.0. So, you know, again, we see these lists online that first half goal, second half goal, without any mention of price. If the price is 5.5, which I'll be staggered if it is, then it'll leave the game alone. Granada should see Extremadura off today, and under 5.0 is what I'd be looking at. I, as I say, it's one of those where you can wait. You know, I like to wait, and if a goal goes in the 47th minute, it's you're not lost anything. It's no hard luck. There's just no trade there, but get 55, 60 minutes into the second half and feed a stake through to sort of 70 minutes. So you're bringing your liability down. You're not laying at 5. You'll get it down near a 3.0 and any second half goal and you're a winner. So that's the mentions. My main trade, very similar to yesterday. I look at these games and 2.14 for Lazio, Juventus over 2.5 goals. With the form Juventus in, with the forms Ronaldo's in, I had it at odds on. I had it slight favourite over the unders, and it's not. The unders is 1.86, probably down to Lazio's poor performance, the market, and the fact that they're at home, and perhaps, you know, the market thinks they're going to try and shut up shop. Difficult to shut up shop against a team that's just so good like Juventus. So, you know, I think if Juventus get one, then the game's going to open up one way or the other. So it's a cracking price. Again, I will wait, let the game kick off. I will go in, you know, 2.2, 2.22, so I've got a nice value on my price, and then I will feed that stake in over the sort of first 20 minutes. And as always, it's that removing the liability when if a goal goes in. The game's not till 7:30 tonight, so plenty of time. You can sit and have a relaxing day, and then this evening hopefully we get a few goals in Italy. Decent day yesterday, so hopefully that continues today, and I'll be back for you in the morning. Thanks very much for listening.